Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
A happy Tuesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. We got another great show for you guys today coming up over the next 30 minutes. We had a great night last night, especially in the NBA. Knicks plus 6.5, Jalen Brunson over points, Minnesota minus 5.5. We got some more bets for you in tonight's two games. We also look at the one game we have in the Stanley Cup playoffs as well. It is a Tee It Up Tuesday, and it's a major week. We got our guy Nick Henyon standing by, and we will also dive deeper into the PGA Championship this week out in Charlotte at Quail Hollow. And then also we got a full Major League Baseball slate. We got a lot of picks on today's cards. We will give those out. Jay Kassan will join us later on in the show as well. And we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, any best bets that you guys have for us, let us know in the chat. You can hit us up at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, on X. Send in your questions to us. And if you miss anything over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered. The Send It In podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get rolling on a Tuesday. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line, check in with our guy Nick Henyon, BetMGM senior writer. Make sure you guys are following Nick on X at Nick Henyon. All right, Nick, second major of the year, and it's a familiar track this week, right? Quail Hollow, usually a regular stop on the PGA Tour. So, like, what went into handicapping this week, right? Looking at the course and these courses like Pebble, like Torrey Pines, where they also can play as major championship venues, and trying to handicap how they're going to obviously make the course a little different this week than when they usually play the Wells Fargo Championship here.
Yeah, I think it's going to come down to really the rough length and how these guys have to perform around the greens. You're going to hear all week that driving distance is really important this week. The course measures over 7,600 yards, so naturally the Bombers are going to have an advantage. Additionally, par 5 efficiency gets a big amount of weight for me this week. 15% of my entire model goes to that one statistic because a lot of these guys are going to score on those three holes alone. But I want to call out the short game a little bit. I heard this stat via Justin Ray yesterday on a podcast. When this championship played here in 2017, for that entire calendar season on the PGA Championship, lowest greens in regulation percentage, lowest up and down percentage of any course on tour that year. So that means guys are going to have to possess both distance off the tee, but they need to have some touch around the greens to make sure they avoid those bogeys and those errors that could doom their chances at Quail Hollow.
Yeah, it makes a ton of sense to go along with your driving distance too, Nick. It rained a ton yesterday in Charlotte. They didn't even allow anybody on the course. So, again, driving distance going to be a big factor this week. Let's talk about the two guys at the top, right? Usually the two favorites for whatever major we play in. Rory and Scotty, both plus 500 at the PGA Championship. Rory's won here five times, and Scotty in his last event one at the Byron Nelson. So both guys obviously in great form. Rory's got unbelievable course history here. Did you do anything with those guys this week, Nick? Any top fives, any head-to-heads? Did you get involved with either of them?
I bet a top five finish on Rory McIlroy at plus 110. Look, I'll spare people the course history. Everyone's going to know it by now. I think Jordan Spieth called it Rory McIlroy Country Club in a press conference this week, which is literally just like, it's so on brand. I mean, yeah, four-time winner here. Everyone knows he's good off the tee and good with the irons this year. You're not going to contend at PGA Tour events if you're not steady with those things. I think what's flying under the radar a bit with Rory is how good his short game has been, particularly with the putter. Gained at least 2 strokes putting in 5 of 7 events this year, ballooned to 4 or more strokes putting in 4 of 7 events this year, including plus 5.3 last week at Philly Cricket Club. So you're kind of buying high off a strong putting performance, but it does come at a course where he has really good course history, obviously. So I saw the price around like plus 100, plus 105. I really like that on him because I just think the floor for Rory McIlroy is so high this week that I think he's going to, it's really difficult for me to foresee a scenario where he doesn't come close to sniffing that finishing position.
Yeah, Rory McIlroy Country Club. I like that. Certainly loves this place, no doubt about it. Nick, we talked about maybe 3 weeks ago, a month ago, we were talking about the PGA, maybe some early looks. We got Bryson DeChambeau at 14-1. He's all the way down now to plus 800. And I think a lot of people, again, they talk about driving distance this week. They see how great recently Bryson has fared in all of the majors that he has played in. So I know you like Bryson this week. Would you still encourage people, though, to bet him at plus 800? Do you still think there's value there?
Yeah, I bet it 18-1 and it's down to 8-1. So yeah, surely nothing can go wrong this week on Bryson. The only thing that worries me, because I'm firing a single bullet on Bryson DeChambeau this week, I have convinced myself that he is winning this week. The only thing that's worrying me a little bit is just the amount of certainty that seems to be going around in, you know, the circles I'm observing about Bryson's chances this week at Quail Hollow, because it is built for him, especially in these wet conditions that are going to soften the golf course. You have seen his short game just excel when the golf course is soft. If you remember his victory back at Wingfoot in the US Open, you had some wet conditions that week. If you look at last year when he had the first round lead at Augusta National, it came after a little bit of a wet week. So he's so long off the tee. He's coming off a win in his last live event. First and runner up in his last two. So it does slightly concern me that there's just this overwhelming certainty that he's going to win this week, but it just makes too much sense. He lost 3.5 strokes on approach at Augusta and he was still in the top five. I mean, that's crazy to me. So I really like Bryson this week. That's going to be my only outright ticket for the entire PGA Championship, unless Rory gets off to a slow start. So, yeah, I think I would still bet it at 8-1 as long as he's north of Scotty, who I think he should be ahead of. I still think it's bettable.
Talking with Nick Kenyon here on Send It In. Make sure you guys are following Nick on X at Nick Kenyon, BetMGM senior writer. All right, so you love Bryson this week, Nick. Another guy that you have loved all season has been Sepp Straka, who finally got to the finish line on Sunday. Did you bet Sepp this past week, Nick? I have to know.
No, I didn't. It made too much sense in hindsight, but the metrics coming in were just so bad. I couldn't pull the trigger, and I'm really upset with myself. But I will say it does give me hope for my. I have him 100-1 to win the Open Championship at Portrush. So hopefully, when it matters most, he gets it done.
Was there any part of you that wanted to bet him this week just because you missed out this past week? Like, do you think it's a good course fit for him? Is there any part of you that wants to bet Sepp at all?
No chance. No, because if you look at his successes this year, they've come on these short courses. Obviously, he had the win at the Amex earlier this year, win at Philly Cricket Club, both under 7,200-yard courses. His next best finish, a tie for 7th at Pebble Beach, another short course. If you look at his record on these long setups, miscut at Torrey Pines, miscut at Augusta National, miscut at Valhalla last year, which is the number one course led, of course, to Quail Hollow. It's so funny, his record here. He was tied for eighth at the Wells Fargo in 2024. In three starts before that, miscut, 54th, miscut. So it's just boom or bust for Sepp here. The one thing I want to focus on, because in addition to sitting, I think, 115th in driving distance over the last 36 rounds, his short game has been terrible recently. Lost strokes putting in three of his last four, obviously gained over eight strokes at Philly Cricket Club. That's why he won last week. He's lost strokes around the greens in four straight. I just think you could see a scenario where he just craters after another big win in a signature event. And I just don't trust the short game. And if the stat holds true that these guys are going to have to be sharp around the greens, I think it could be really bad for Sepp Straka. He's plus 230 to miss the cut, plus 180 for a top 20. I'd rather bet a miss cut given those prices and his recent form on these long setups.
I like that. I think a missed cut on Sepp Straka would be a good call. Nick, before we let you go, you said Bryson's your guy this week. He's the only one you're betting pre-tournament. Any long shots, though, that maybe you didn't pull the trigger on, but you were certainly considering maybe giving them a click? Anybody 80-1, 90-1, any of those crazy prices?
Not an outright ticket, but I did take a top 10 position on Patrick Reed around 5-1. Second here in 2017 to Justin Thomas at the most recent PGA Championship. Hit a top 10 in two of his last three Wells Fargo Championships. He's also a winner at Torrey Pines, which is another big correlative setup to Quail Hollow. I'm tempted by Harris English at 150-1. You can get him at plus 140 for a top 40, which I really like a lot. Inside the top 40 in three of his last four starts. And he was tied for 12th at Augusta National, where he really hasn't had a lot of success in his career. And I think he's a little bit longer off the tee than most guys, most bettors actually think. But what I really like about him is the putter. And historically, you've done well at PGA Championships because of the flat stick. So Harris English jumped out at me. And then I still have to do a little bit more research, but Min Woo at 90-1 is a little bit tempting just because he's, you know, that big hitter off the tee. He's terrible coming into the greens, but he's so sharp around the greens that, you know, he does have that win earlier this season. Not a lot of course history to go off here, but he was 26th at Valhalla last year, so it wouldn't surprise me if you saw Min Woo in contention this week.
Oh, I love it. Let him cook, Nick Kenyon. Also, let Nick Kenyon cook. Give him a follow on X at Nick Kenyon, BetMGM senior writer. Always great stuff talking golf. Nick, good luck to you. Hopefully, Bryson plays well this week. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, PJ.
You got it. All right, guys, let's continue talking PGA Championship here on Send It In. I see we got some questions in the chat. Moist Cupcakes 11. Do you like Shane Lowry this weekend? I don't like Shane. Again, Shane's one of the shorter hitters on tour, and I like using Shane on, like, narrow courses, windy courses. This is more about distance, so I'm more so laying off Shane, even though he's obviously in really good form. He's playing really good golf this year. More so look at other options, especially at the price, Lowry, about 35, 40-1 range. And then B-Mills, hey, PJ, I want to get your thoughts on some under-the-radar guys. How do you like Taylor Pendrith, Cam Young, and Harris English? Also, Michael Block to miss the cut at minus 1,000. B-Mills, obviously, I wouldn't encourage anybody to lay minus 1,000, but if you're going to do it, betting Michael Block to miss the cut, especially at such a long course when it's going to be soft and with all the rain that came in yesterday, I think that's probably a good bet. I do love putting together, like, miscut parlays. I think Sepp Straka, putting him in that parlay, I thought Nick made a lot of great cases there as somebody to look at. Pendrith I do like, though, this week. Cam Young is another guy that I like, too, this week. I'll get into him as well. And you just heard Nick make the case for Harris English. So I think all three of those guys could be worth a look this week at Quail Hollow. Some other guys that I like. I'm with Nick. I like Bryson DeChambeau, right? It feels like Bryson is kind of what Morikawa was going into the Masters. Everybody liked Morikawa, and he didn't really put himself into contention, but I really think Bryson's going to put himself into contention here. This course is just such a good fit for him. Outside of Rory, there's really not another guy that can contend with Bryson in terms of driving distance and the short game to go with it. He has played so well in the majors here as of late. In his last five major appearances, he's finished in the top six in four of them. I told you guys yesterday, my favorite bet in the PGA Championship is Bryson to finish in the top 10 at plus money. I think that's a great bet. So I love that. I also like him to win the tournament as well at 8-1. Xander Schauffele, another guy I talked about yesterday. I like him this week. Xander obviously won the PGA last year. He edged out Bryson DeChambeau, and Nick talked about it. Valhalla, where they played last year, is the comp course this week that we're looking at when we're talking about Quail Hollow, a longer golf course where you have to drive the ball long, you have to make putts, and that's what Xander does. He's starting to get healthy after missing the first couple months of the year. I think this is a good price on him at 20-1. Certainly look at his top 10 number at plus 188. Jordan Spieth, we talked about this yesterday. This is a narrative Peach play, right? This is just the way that my mind works, and this is the way that sports tend to work. We waited and waited for Rory to complete the career Grand Slam, and he finally did it. And now we have Jordan Spieth with an opportunity to do the same exact thing at the PGA Championship. Rory had to wait 10 years to complete the Slam, and this is Jordan's ninth crack at the PGA Championship, and a course that should set up pretty well for him because, again, as Nick mentioned, your short game has to be really good, and anybody that knows anything about Spieth knows that he can make putts, and his short game is really, really good. Jordan's also longer off the tee than people give him credit for, so would not shock me at all if we get to Sunday and you hear everybody on social media and on TV and on radio talk about, could we see another guy complete the career Grand Slam? I think Jordan Spieth worth a look this week. And then three long shots that I like. Nick talked about him. Minwoo Lee, 90-1. Why not? I'm looking for golfers that are long off the tee and are good with the flat stick, with their putter. And that's what Minwoo does, right? This is the kind of golf course where you don't have to be all that accurate off the tee. It certainly helps if you're long and accurate, but really it's about distance. And that's what Minwoo provides, and he's got a really good short game. I think that price at 90-1 is really good. Also, give me Wyndham Clark at 100-1. This is probably the long shot that I like the best. When they played at Quail Hollow last year for the Wells Fargo Championship, this was the guy that everybody loved. Everybody liked Wyndham Clark at 40-1, 45-1, and now you're getting him at 100-1. And he's not had the best season, but he's not had a terrible season. And this is a guy that bombs it off the tee and make putts. So I think Wyndham Clark could be a factor this week. Keep an eye on him at 100-1. And then Cam Young, B-Mills, I'm right with you. Cam Young throughout his career has been a guy that's usually been pretty good in these major championships, especially like the U.S. Open and the PGA Championship. Always kind of gets himself into contention. I think he's a great look for like a crazy long shot first round leader. Cam Young has not had a good season. He's missed five cuts already this year, which is why he's 150-1. But he's top 25 in both driving distance and strokes gained putting. And those are the two big things we're looking for this week. So at 150-1, for a guy who has had a knack for playing pretty good in major championships, I think Cam Young's worth a look at 150-1. All right, let's talk some playoff basketball, playoff hockey here on Send It In. Dive into a little playoff page. We got a couple of game fives tonight in the NBA. The Cavaliers looking to avoid elimination. They're 7.5-point favorites at home against Indiana. The total has dropped from 230.5 down to 229.5. As of right now, it looks like Donovan Mitchell is going to play for Cleveland. BetMGM has his props listed. We haven't got official word that he's going to be in there, but as the spread would indicate and as the props would indicate right now, it does look like Mitchell is going to play for Cleveland. And obviously, with the season on the line, you would expect he's going to do everything he can to give it a go. No play for me in this game, side or total. I think if anything, it would be Cavs or a pass for me. I think we're going back to Indy for a game six. Now, whether or not the Cavs cover the spread tonight, we'll see. 7.5 feels like the right number, but I think the Cavs are going to play really well at home tonight. I do expect Mitchell to play. So I would look at Cleveland. Could be a good money line parlay piece tonight, but I think we're going back to Indy for game six. The player prop is what I like in this game. I'm going Pascal Siakam under 17.5 points tonight against the Cavs. So far in these playoffs, it's been real simple. When Siakam's playing at home in Indy, you take over his point total. When he's been on the road in Milwaukee or Cleveland, you go under his point total. So far in 4 road playoff games for Indiana, Siakam has gone under 17 points in 3 of the 4 games. And so far in the 5 home games that Indy has played in the playoffs, Siakam has scored 18 or more points in 4 of those 5 games. So it's simple. Siakam on the road, bet is under. Siakam at home, you take his over for points. We'll take under 17.5 tonight for Pascal Siakam. As for the Nuggets and the Thunder tonight, OKC a 10.5 point favorite. The total in the game is 220.5. So that game 4 was massive, right? OKC loses that. Would have been tough to win the series. Down 3-1, no question. Now it's 2-2. They get home court back. And all I keep hearing is how gassed and how tired and how fatigued Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets look. You don't think they're hearing that? You don't think Jokic is hearing that? This is the 3-time league MVP. This is the best player in the world who has struggled in this series and has not shot the ball Nikola Jokic like in the last 2 or 3 games. The game that they won in OKC, Jokic dropped a 40-piece, and it was his best game of the postseason so far. I think we get another great Jokic performance tonight. I'm looking at his triple-double at plus 195, and I'm looking at his over 27.5 points as well. I think this is going to be a big-time Jokic game. Everybody's down on him right now. All I keep hearing is how tired and fatigued he looks. I will gladly bet into that market, and I will take triple-double plus 195 and over 27.5 points for Jokic as well. Jets and Stars in the NBA playoffs, the Stars are minus 150 favorite. The Jets are plus 125. The total in the game is 6. We know the curse of the President's Cup trophy winner in the Stanley Cup playoffs. That was Winnipeg this season. They had the most points in the regular season in the NHL. But the Stars are the favorite to win the Stanley Cup, and for good reason. I think they're the best team in hockey. They have looked like the better team than Winnipeg. They've been so good at home so far in the postseason. And Connor Hellebuck, man, it's just one of these guys. It's like Kershaw, or it's like Peyton Manning for much of his career. These guys that are unbelievable in the regular season, and then you get them into the playoffs, and they're just not the same guy. Hellebuck, not only is he not the same guy in the playoffs, he's not the same guy when he's on the road. And he did not play all that well in Game 3 against Dallas. I'm going to bet against him tonight in Game 4. So give me the Dallas Stars at minus 150 against the Jets. My guy Shawnee Sharp here telling us we got some breaking news per Shams. The estate of Paul Allen is starting the formal process to sell the Portland Trail Blazers. So it looks like the Blazers are looking for a new owner. Maybe Sean and I will put in a bid, see if we want to buy the Portland Trail Blazers. All right, make a fast break for the action with an NBA playoff odds boost token. Use your token and get a bigger payout on a winning playoff bet. All right, let's talk some baseball here on Send It In. We got a full slate loaded card. As always, any bets in Major League Baseball that you guys have for us, send them in at the BetMGM Network. Hit us up on Twitch, YouTube, or the live stream on X, and we'll get to whatever questions you guys have or whatever you're betting on this Tuesday. We'll start with the Guardians and the Brewers tonight out in Cleveland. Logan Allen going up against Quinn Priester. Decided to pass on this game. Total is 9. Guardians minus 125 at home. Cleveland's such a good home team. They just find ways to win games. If I had to bet it, that's probably the way that I lean, but I stayed away. Twins and Orioles tonight in Baltimore with the total in 9. Cade Povich going up against Simeon Woods-Richardson. O's are a minus 130 favorite tonight against Minnesota, and I do not understand this line at all. Give me the Twins at plus 110. Minnesota is one of the hottest teams in baseball, and the Orioles are one of the worst teams in baseball off of an off day. And Baltimore didn't play yesterday. Brandon Hyde's probably going to mess with the lineup after they put together 7 runs. Take Minnesota on the money line. This is a gift from the gambling gods. Red Sox and Tigers in Detroit today. The Red Sox got spanked yesterday 14-2. I like backing good teams who got destroyed the previous day, come right back and bet them the next day. I expect Boston to bounce back. Give me the Sox minus 110. White Sox and Reds today in Cincinnati. We got Andrew Abbott on the bump, who's been excellent so far for the Reds this season. He's got a 2.25 ERA, but he's been even better at home this season. Just an ERA of 1 in 2 starts, going up against obviously one of the worst lineups in baseball. We'll go under 9 in Reds and White Sox. Phillies and Cardinals today. Out in Philadelphia, two of the hottest teams in baseball. Cardinals have won 9 games in a row. They got their best pitcher, Sonny Gray, on the mound, going up against Jesus Luzardo, who's been terrific for the Phillies this season. I'm going to take Luzardo and the Phillies at home. I think the win streak stops at 9 for St. Louis. Rays and Blue Jays today out in Toronto. I'm going to take the under 8 in this game. Outside of Vladdy, Shane Baz has great history against that Toronto batting order. They really struggle against him. I think they're going to struggle again tonight. You got Jose Berrios going up against Tampa, who's fared pretty well throughout his career as well. We're taking the under in Blue Jays and Rays. Pirates and Mets tonight. Mitch Keller going up against Kodai Senga. Nothing for me in that game. Nats and Braves tonight out in Atlanta. I like the over in this game at over 8.5. You got Mike Soroka going up against his former team. I think the Braves are going to get to him a little bit. And then you got Schwellenbach, who's been very good this season. I think the Nats can score about 3 or 4 runs. This feels like a 6-4, 7-4 kind of game to me. I'll go over 8.5 in Braves and Nationals. Marlins and Cubs today out in Wrigley. I'm taking the run line with the Cubs at home. Just too much offense going up against the Marlins. Give me the Rangers on the run line tonight against the Rockies. We're going back to the well. The Rockies in their last 2 games, they won and then they lost by 1 yesterday to the Rangers. I think they lose by like 5 today. Give me the Rangers on the run line. How good has Chris Bubich been so far this season for Kansas City? He's on the road tonight taking on Framber Valdez and the Astros. That should be a really good game. I do like Houston and Framber though at home at -145. I would still look at the under though at 7.5. I know probably at some point Bubich is going to regress. I don't think this is going to be the game. I'd look under, but I'd take Houston as well. Padres and Angels tonight. Dylan Cease on the mound for San Diego. I'd look at a team total under for the Angels. Yankees and Mariners out in Seattle. Yesterday, they combined for 16 runs. I would expect a lower scoring game today between Max Fried and Brian Wu. I'm taking the under 7 runs in that game. Give me the Giants as small home dogs tonight with Robbie Ray on the mound against the D-backs. And then Athletics and Dodgers, I'm going to take the over 9.5 in this game. You rarely see 9.5 at Dodger Stadium, one of the better pitcher's parks in all of baseball. But Oakland's lineup has been swinging the bat pretty well. We know the Dodgers can put up some runs. Not the greatest pitching matchup tonight with Springs and Nat going at it. So I'll take over 9.5 in Dodgers and Athletics. All right, let's talk with our guy, Jake Kassan here, host of Bet Slips and Bat Flips, which you can catch coming up in about 4.5 minutes right here on the BetMGM Network from 1:30 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And Jake, let's talk about those Detroit Tigers and also the Boston Red Sox. Tigers last night, a 14-2 win over Boston. Right now, after the New York Yankees, those are the two teams that have the best chance, according to odds makers, at winning the American League. So if I gave you the choice, would you rather take the Tigers at plus 450 or the Red Sox at plus 700?
It's never the Red Sox, PJ, I'll tell you that right now. Not with the horrible vibes that are going on with this team, and Rafael Devers doesn't want to be there anymore, so it has to be the Tigers. I think I'm way more confident that the cohesiveness of that unit and of that team can carry them through this season, and they already have the experience from when they made their run last year as well. So give me the Tigers in this one.
All right, very good. Jake, if I asked you what is the better job in baseball right now, the Rockies or the Pirates, because both teams looking for new managers, which job do you think is better, Colorado or Pittsburgh?
It has to be Pittsburgh with a bullet, right? The Rockies don't have anything close to a Paul Skeens. So is Pittsburgh going to keep him? I don't know, but at least you have the opportunity to keep him there for a long time. And O'Neill Cruz is at least a top, 50 player in baseball at the very worst? So at least there's foundation in Pittsburgh. In Colorado, there ain't nothing going on.
Oh, and that division that they play in, I mean, it's just going to be brutal for the Rockies. Jake, we got a loaded slate today. Everybody's in action tonight. Major League Baseball, what do we got coming up on the show?
Couldn't agree with you more about the Orioles tonight, PJ. In no world should Maury's son, Cade Povich, be a -150 favorite. I cannot wait to bet the Twins tonight.
I mean, it's just like, Jake, what are we doing? I mean, watch them win tonight, right? Because that line stinks so much. Watch them win. Bet slips and bat flips coming up 1:30 p.m. Eastern time with our guy, Jake Hassan. Jake, have a great show, pal. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, PJ. I love you.
I love you too, pal. All right, guys, let's wrap the show here on Sending In. A couple of PJ's plays. Man, we are up to 10 now on Going Streaking. Our guy, Wilmer Flores, got us a base hit yesterday. We're going with Vladdy Guerrero Jr. against Shane Baz. I told you guys, Baz has great history against the Blue Jays lineup, except for Vladdy. He's 4-for-8 in his career, so I'll take Vladdy tonight to get us to 11 in Going Streaking. My prop lock is going to be Nikola Jokic at plus 195 to get a triple-double tonight against Oklahoma City. Everybody thinks the Thunder now are going to win this series, myself included. Jokic is a three-time MVP, and he has not played particularly well in his last three games. The only game that they won in Oklahoma City, he dropped 42. I think he knows he needs to be aggressive tonight and put his imprints all over this game. Give me Jokic triple-double at plus 195. My dog of the day is going to be Minnesota. Jake loves them. I love them at plus 110. The Orioles have been hanging these crazy numbers all season. They can't hit. They can't pitch. Their manager stinks. It's tough to win games that way. And Minnesota's one of the hottest teams in baseball. So we'll take the Twins at plus 110. And then finally, I'll go to the NHL with my best bet. Give me the Dallas Stars minus 150 against the Jets. Dallas is the better team. I think they're the best team in hockey. We get Hellebuck on the road tonight for Winnipeg, which is always a good fade in the postseason. So give me Dallas. Lay the minus 150 tonight with the Stars against the Jets. Once again, our favorite plays of the day. Vladdy's going to be our play in Going Streaking. Jokic triple-double at plus 195. Twins are the dog of the day against the Orioles and the Stars. Moneyline minus 150 against the Jets. Thanks again to Nick Henyon, Jake Hassan for joining us today on the show. Jake and Bet Slips and Bat Flips are coming up next. We will see you guys tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.